This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. Now, the National Union of Bank Employees is calling for the government to reinstate the blanket loan moratorium for low-wage groups and SMEs. Its General Secretary, Jay Solomon, says the targeted loan moratorium is insufficient because there are thousands of individuals who do not qualify. Now, these are low-paid workers, so they have jobs, but they might not be able to resume payments because household incomes have dropped for various reasons.
Meanwhile, Bank Negara Malaysia came out to say yesterday that repayment aid remains available for borrowers. BNM attempted to assure the public that assistance continues to be offered to borrowers across all range of income groups, with special consideration given to the B40 microbusinesses as well as borrowers affected by the movement restrictions.
So for more on this, we have this morning Jay Solomon, General Secretary of the National Union of Bank Employees. Solomon, thank you for joining us. Now, what are these conditions set by banks that's making it hard for people to qualify for the target moratorium, and are they uniform throughout the banks, or do they vary from individual banks?
I mean, we have reports saying some banks are asking for too many documents. Some are saying the processes are taking long as appointments have to be made. We feel that, you know, at this time when the B40 and M40 are struggling, that things could get messy for them. You know, once too much of bureaucracy sets in. What NUB is appealing at this moment to the government and the bank is to urgently to reinstate the blanket moratorium for at least 3 months for B40 and M40 and, of course, the SMEs across the country. I mean, as this is the vulnerable group impacted due to the pandemic crisis. Of course, they have provided for 6 months. That is for everyone. So extending it for further 3 months to only to this group of people, I think that would be a great help. Because we must know that the banks have been milking good PR from the moratorium, when in fact the real costs to the banks are minimal. Reason because it prevents the cost of non-performing loans and its antecedent impact. So in view of that, we find that the 3 months extension for this group is naturally helpful. And of course, the banks are extending 3 months to only those who have lost their jobs by way of the BSS and etc. For those whose salaries are deducted, they are also providing them options to pay a certain percentage according to the deduction of salary, etc. But this is not going to solve the problem for the B40 and M40 groups.
Rather than a blanket moratorium, how else could banks improve its terms and conditions to make it easier for those who need funding?
At the moment, banks should be looking at the needs of the people and extending assistance to those in need. We must also admit that the present banking system is organized along the lines of giving the rakyat an umbrella when it is sunny and then taking it away when it rains. So I think there is an urgent need for the banks to actually find a genuine or sincere solution to this group by providing them this moratorium. So anything lesser than that for this group, it's not going to help them. Now itself, we also see that we also have received reports that bankers are, in fact, there is one bank which is demanding from the customers to pay even in September if they do not answer some question. And we are also surprised that there is also a report that a bank has also called up a customer asking them to pay or resume the installment in the first week of October. So there is a lot of confusion from one bank to another bank. So to avoid all this, that is why we are asking the blanket moratorium would be much more helpful.
On the flip side, banks also have a duty to shareholders to maximize profits, yet this extension of a moratorium may impact those profits, those very profits. Since they are not social or government agencies, how do you balance these competing interests?
The concept of banking or business existing to make profits and serve the interests of the shareholders alone is a dangerous one. It has proven to have failed the global economy system, such concept. They shouldn't look at the interests of all stakeholders in the prevailing pandemic crisis, with the right, being the principal stakeholder. Now the shareholders are Malaysians, or mainly middle or higher income category. They are mainly from the T20 group and they are rich Malaysians. They have been enjoying all the huge profits for decades. Of course, while the poor have been just been paying interest on loans all these years, at the same time, the owners have been reaping profits after profits, including government-owned banks. So times are so different after COVID-19 took the world by storm. I mean, the government and the rich have been profiting from the hard work of the M40 and B40 groups must start making sacrifices to lift the poor out of the hardship. When the rich have enough to last for a lifetime, some of the poor don't have enough to last even for a day. So sacrifices. This is all the poor asking for. I mean, they have sacrificed enough. Now it's a payback time.
So aside from extending a blanket moratorium for the B40s and M40s, I mean, what else can the government do to address their needs? What would you like to see come Budget 2021?
Okay, for Budget 2021, there should be stimulus measures on a sustained basis to allow for the people, and in particular, the B40, M40. And SMEs group, I mean, to sustain themselves. I mean, things like cash grants, loan moratoriums, and an enhanced minimum wage are things that should be looked at. In fact, the IMF has come out to urge governments to look away from austerity measures and instead look at spending its way out of the crisis. Well, the Malaysian government should also do the same. There should be two-pronged attack, like blanket moratorium for B40, and maybe immediately introduce a COLA for this category in Budget 2021. If the employers cannot afford it, then the government must help out. But COLA is a must. Of course, we can't push the employers at this point of time, especially those who can't afford. This is where the government should come and assist them. I mean, like providing soft loans to employers who cannot afford to do blanket and periodic testing for all employees. I mean, the government must also address the need for more funds to test for COVID in Budget 2021. At the same time, I think the government should start saving money by cutting down on the budget spent for such a huge cabinet and deputy ministers. I mean, hard time comes and it calls for hard sacrifices, especially by politicians. Probably there is a possibility that the government to also look at reducing income tax for B40 and M40 categories. And then increase incentives for small businesses. There may be a need to also increase the minimum wage to 1,800 to reduce the number of foreign workers' dependency, and at the same time wipe out corruption in the intake of foreign workers. And I think it's high time the government should also compensate employers if they're not able to pay the minimum wage of 1,800.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Solomon. That was Jay Solomon, General Secretary of the National Union of Bank Employees, who's of the opinion that the blanket loan moratorium should be once again applied in order to assist those who are struggling with the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, so what we understand from Bank Negara is that repayment aid will remain available for borrowers. So I think the question is if it requires too many documents or the process is too long, it can impact borrowers, especially in the B40 sector. I think the short term, perhaps, role by AKPK, for example, maybe they could step up to help borrowers navigate the situation, especially those in dire hardship. How would you negotiate with the bank? Maybe a role for such government agencies like them. But in the long term, if poverty line income has been raised from 900 ringgit to 2,200 ringgit, does that mean that our minimum wage level should also be revised, right? So something mm-hmm. governments will need to think about this. Policymakers will need to consider whether we need to raise that minimum wage level from 1,200 to maybe say 2,500 ringgit.
Yeah, and I'm reminded, when we talk about the moratorium, I'm reminded of the conversation you had with Tengku Zaful 2 weeks ago, Noel, when you asked him about this and the struggles that some people were facing when they came with the moratorium. And he said very clearly that was not in the spirit of the targeted moratorium, right? The government is coming from a perspective of, well, the bank should do what is needed to help people who are in dire straits. Whether that is being applied to on the ground is the problem here, because interpretation seems to be the problem. And bank to bank, even the SOPs in terms of what people need to show that to show and prove that they're in dire straits seems to be up for debate.
Yeah, so there's a lot of questions, I think, that still have to be answered and a lot of things to keep a watch out for as we head into the start of November and the next parliamentary sitting. But right now we have the 8 o'clock news bulletin coming up for you, and then the Breakfast Grill, where Roshan Kanisin speaks with Lee Se-Meng, Deputy Managing Director of Tech Bond Group. So be sure to stay tuned for that conversation after the news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.